A stunning turn of events today in Chicago after the Cook County State Attorney's Office announced it's dropping all charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Smollett was accused of staging a hate crime attack on himself in January. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and his police superintendent are shocked about the turn of the events and want some explanation after all the work they did to unravel the case in the first place. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Steve Meister. He is a criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor for the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Sure. How are you doing?
You know, this case has been so unusual from the very start. Today, almost everybody was caught off guard. Of course, nobody really knows what went on behind the scenes, but we'd sure like to hear some of your theories.
Yeah, I wish I had some to offer. This seemed to bushwhack everybody. I was particularly taken by the, not so much the reaction of the police, but the reaction of the mayor. To call this a whitewash and for there to be no explanation from the prosecutor's office and for a prosecutor who knew the case well to say, we had no problems with the case, our case did not combust, then why? Why did this happen? And I'm the only, you know, I've been reading the same copy and perusing over the stories that everybody else has. And what I was struck by was that there was some contact, some influential outsider trying to be an influential insider contact from a prominent Chicagoan with the district attorney in Cook County, with the state's attorney in Cook County, who eventually recused herself from the case. And then her office, without her involvement, took a case to the grand jury, secured an indictment, and then dropped it out of nowhere. It's a mystery. It concerns me. The integrity of the state attorney's office in Cook County is starting to concern me in a history that is rife, in a city with a rife history of corruption. And I'm concerned about this because there doesn't seem to be any other reasonable or provided explanation as we go into the evening.
Steve, who would suggest that there be an investigation, and who would lead that investigation if, in fact, that's going to happen?
I think there should be an investigation because State's Attorney Fox got a call, apparently, from someone who was close to Michelle Obama, Fox was being urged by the family and the family's well-connected friends, that is the family of Jesse Smollett, and their well-connected friends to have this turned over to the FBI for reasons I'm not quite sure. And the state's attorney in Chicago was supportive of that. And then when that was discovered, she recused herself. I think if anybody were to investigate whether there was something undue influence brought upon or exercised by or improper influence or decisions exercised by the state's attorney, I think that would be the office of the Illinois Attorney General. It's not a federal situation, but it is something that I think the state AG should consider looking into.
I want to ask you, squeeze in one more question before we let you go, and that is if the theory is correct that somebody in high places was intervening to make this case go away, this is such a high-profile case, it doesn't go away. I mean, I can see where you would try to sweep a couple other lesser-known cases under the rug, but you make the charges, I don't know, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it does. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, the same prosecutor who made the decision to who supported the decision to drop the case said in the same breath that there wasn't anything wrong with the evidence. So why was this case dropped? Certainly because it nothing on the surface looks like it wasn't makeable. It looked like a readily provable case. I mean, you have to work for proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but that's what prosecutors do every day. This case seems strong. All of a sudden, it's dead. I'm at a loss as to why.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time and expertise. Steve Meister is a criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor for the LA County District Attorney's Office.